Local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Ah, yes, hour number three. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Austin Price and Chris Byron. Yes.
I'll answer to anything.
Welcome, Byron.
Oh, nice to have you.
Austin Price and Chris Bryan here with me, of course. Chris, you've got a paper in your hand. You're looking at it with authority. What do you got?
We have a breaking piece of audio coming up later this hour.
Right.
Probably happen after the bottom of the hour. So, Brian May, great guitarist with Queen.
Yes.
Had a stroke.
Yes, he did.
We're going to tell you all about that. Coming up a little bit after 6:30 tonight. So, we've had a lot of these stories like today, haven't we? Like people having...
Just unfortunate stories.
Bad accidents and things like that.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just... It's been an unfortunate day. We do have some good news here and there, but I'm not going to get us started with it this hour. The Justice Department is accusing Russia of trying to influence the 2024 U.S. presidential election. On Wednesday, Attorney General Merrick Garland detailed the Russian campaign to interfere with the election. Garland said that two Russian employees of the state media outlet RT have been charged with money laundering and violating the Foreign Agents Registration Act. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Sure way.
First of all, I have not heard anything about presidential election interference like pre-2016. Now it's like every time I hear there's an election, we hear about this.
Have you heard about the latest from Amazon?
No.
Is Alexa, Amazon, Alexis, is somebody else? Alexa is what I'm talking about.
I think Alexa's talking about Amazon.
Anyway, they found out that they, and when I say they, Amazon, programmed her. If you ask, give me the latest information on Donald Trump running for president.
Right.
And what would pop up was, we have no information at all on that subject.
Mm.
Give me the information on Kamala Harris. There's a 15 to 20 minute dissertation about her history.
Mm.
Two different things.
Right.
Kamala Harris was given almost $500,000 in support from Amazon. Trump got $100,000.
Well, and that's the thing. I know Jeff. Assuming that's true, I would not be surprised.
It is true. It absolutely is true.
Jeff Bezos, I know he's pretty far left leaning. I believe he is, at least publicly. But no, I mean, that's the thing. The reason what I was getting to with this election interference stuff. Not only does it seem to be like a new trend almost, but what do they mean by interference?
Yeah.
Like, I don't get it. Like, what? I don't know whose side are they on. How are they doing it? Like, I don't know. It's honestly, like, confusing for me. But whatever. You know what's not confusing? Roads and weather. All right. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive Insurance offers you auto, home, and commercial auto insurance, plus a variety of business insurance options. You can visit progressive.com today to learn more. Again, that is progressive.com. Looking at the roads here, very happy to say we've been in need of some good news, Chris. You and I have mentioned that multiple times.
Right.
Looking at the roads, it was a very hectic first couple of hours. However, there doesn't appear to be anything on the roads that's causing you too much trouble at this time. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 75 tonight. Overcast skies, there has been some rainfall. There's about an 80% chance of that tonight, or 70% chance, rather. When we get into your Thursday, that's when it bumps up to 80. Woohoo! High of 83, low of 73 with those showers throughout your Thursday into Thursday night.
Well, one thing we do know, Homer Simpson isn't the only person who loves beer.
That is true.
We can take that one to the bank. Brewski lovers, go ahead, rejoice your weekends here on us. The Emerald Coast Beer Fest, the longest-running beer event on the Gulf Coast, gets underway Friday. Seville Quarter continues through the weekend. You don't like beer? Got it figured out for you. M&J Wines of Alberta, also on site during the wine, cider, and other types of brew experience.
What if you're not much of an alcohol fan in general?
I'm sure they have a lot of water down there.
Or just don't go.
Well, you can't. No, you don't want to miss this. This is cool. This is a very cool thing.
No, you're absolutely right.
Get these numbers. 46 microbreweries, distributors, and home brewing clubs. They're going to be there. And your weather is going to look great.
Hopefully.
After Friday.
Yes, that's...
Let me throw that in there. After Friday.
That's a good asterisk to put in for sure. Alrighty, let's see what we got here. There was lots of activity at Pensacola's airport over the Labor Day weekend. Assistant Airport Director Todd Payne, maybe you've heard of him. We had him on recently.
Nice guy.
Yeah, very nice. He says that there were summer days with more than 7,000 enplanements. Payne says that the airport is growing, especially compared to other cities our size, and expansion plans are underway. A new parking facility is planned for the fall, and a terminal expansion to bring the total number of gates to 17 is planned for the next few years.
Okay, if you're making minimum wage, happy dance days are headed your way.
All right.
Seems like there should have been a music hit or something, a stab when I said it's on your way. Florida's minimum wage will be rising again this month. Florida's minimum wage, $12 an hour for non-tipped employees, $8.98 for tipped employees. Here's those new increases. Minimum wage will become $13 an hour for non-tipped employees and $9.98 for those tipped employees.
Mm. And also,
could be the kiss of death.
Yeah, perhaps.
For some small businesses, I'm telling you.
Well, and speaking of business, we touched on this last hour, I believe. Chris, you mentioned this. The area's only Dodge's gas station appears to have closed. The station on East 9 Mile Road.
It's closed.
Well, the reason why it says appears to have closed is the gas station on East 9 Mile Road was unexpectedly closed on Tuesday with the gas pumps taped off. The store's Facebook page says it is permanently closed and the location is no longer listed online in the Dodge's list of locations. So apparently we still need someone to just look us dead in the eye and say, it is closed and it ain't coming back.
Well, I tried contacting their corporate headquarters in Tupelo, Mississippi. Mm. They would not speak. It was all crickets from that side on over there.
So strange.
One thing I do know, they've totally... like it never, ever was there. If you go to their website, Pensacola's not even listed.
Right.
It's already cleared off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it says. It's no longer listed online, the location.
Well, I tried. I mean, that's what I'm telling you. I tried to contact the corporation in Tupelo. And no talking to you.
Yeah, they got nothing.
Crickets.
Got nothing they want to share, at least.
Absolutely.
6:19, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we've got some other news for you, including, we had touched on this last hour, but of course that doesn't make it any less important. Mayor D.C. Reeves meeting with leaders at ST Engineering tomorrow. We always talk about D.C. Reeves whenever he makes an appearance on our station, News Radio 92.3, or just whenever he's in the headlines. He's always very... hands-on, on the scene, letting us know what's going on, and that's what he's doing tomorrow. We got details on that and more when we return. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Are you ready to ignite innovation and drive success in Pensacola? Join Startup Source Pensacola on September 12th for an Entrepreneur Resource Expo at Brownsville Community Center from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. This event is dedicated to empowering our local entrepreneurs and connecting them with essential resources and expertise. Whether you're an aspiring entrepreneur or an established business, come out to connect, share, collaborate. For more information, visit StartupSourcePensacola.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked a lot about the City of Milton Melodrama Theater. Milton never disappoints, especially when we're talking about the wastewater treatment plant, public records, and, well, people bickering. Also, Representative Rudman has proposed doing something to solve the problem of closing off primaries with ghost write-in candidates. And we talked about Mayor Reeves' visit to Barcelona, Spain, American Magic, and the loss of trees at the Pensacola Airport. You can listen to all of those segments on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
The Port of Pensacola, where history and opportunity converge. Since 1754, they've been a cornerstone of Northwest Florida's economy. And today, they're home to over 20 leading businesses, including C-Mex Materials, General Electric Verona Wind Energy, and the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. More than just a port, they're a vital part of our region's growth. Discover the potential at portofpensacola.com.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed?
Can I make my side softer?
Can I make my side firmer whenever I want?
Can we sleep cooler?
Sleep Number does that. Cools up to 8 times faster and lets you choose your ideal comfort on either side. 94% of Sleep Number smart sleepers report better sleep. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, during our biggest sale of the year, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Hi, I'm Ron Helms, and I'm running to be your next county commissioner in District 4. I'm a long-term business owner, military veteran, and ordained clergy. As a fiscal conservative and Second Amendment supporter, I have a passion for public service with strong community engagement. As your next county commissioner, I will have a strong impact on crime and gun violence, affordable housing, and combating high insurance rates. I'm asking for your support and your vote on November 5th.
Paid for by Ron Helms, Democrat County Commission, District 4.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings before Pep Talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, just about 6:25 here. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now with Austin Price, Chris Bryan, of course. Alrighty, so we were going to put this off until after the Fox News break, but since I promise you this is coincidental, I had Queen ready to go for a bumper song, and the song, of course, is called Another One Bites the Dust, but I'm very happy to report that we're not reporting on someone biting the dust here.
No.
Very happy to say that.
Not at all.
But we do have a story here regarding Brian May, don't we, Chris?
Yeah, we do, and it reminds me of the album Fat Bottom Girls, all the naked women on bicycles. I don't know if you've seen that album cover or not. It's iconic. It's just put it like that. It's iconic. 6:24, News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan and Austin Price in with you. Yes.
What? I'm sorry. What did that album have? Like, what relevance did that serve?
Came from the album.
Oh, Another One Bites the Dust did, huh?
Okay.
All right.
There is a method to my madness.
I guess.
Okay, legendary rocker Brian May facing a health scare. Fox's Michelle Polino has all the details.
Queen lead guitarist Brian May revealed he had a minor stroke, which caused him to temporarily lose control over his arm. The 77-year-old took to his website to post a video explaining to fans.
Happened about a week ago, and what they called it was a minor stroke. And all of a sudden, out of the blue, I didn't have any control over this arm.
May said it was a little scary, but he had the most fantastic care and added he was advised not to drive, fly, or do any activity, which raises his heart rate too high. He said he didn't really want any sympathy, as he's good. May and Roger Taylor, the drummer of Queen, have continued to perform since the band's frontman, Freddie Mercury, died. 1991. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Yeah, Michelle, that happened a long time ago.
Yes, quite.
The fella who took over as the front man for Queen, Adam, I'm going by memory here. Adam, he won, I think it was like the voice competition or Idol or something. Adam, darn it, I forget his name. I'm going to call this one a senior moment. But, yeah, Queen has gone through some changes since Freddie passing.
Absolutely.
See, there we go. We somehow squirreled our way into talking about somebody passing.
Yeah, well, but that's the thing. Luckily, we're not talking about that today. As far as, you know, Freddie Mercury, as you said, he's been dead for a while.
Adam is a fella's name.
Yes, I'll say Freddie, when did he pass away? 91. My goodness.
I know.
That's insane. Over 30 years
ago. Did you ever see the movie about Queen?
Bohemian Rhapsody? Yes, I did.
Yeah, I loved it.
Oh, that was a great movie. Look, of course, you always got people that are like, you know, there's a lot of falsehoods in that movie,
sure,
right? But it's nonetheless a good movie.
Hey, if you go to a movie in New Orleans, let me just say this for instance. There's a there was a movie called The Big Easy, I think it was, and had a couple of people. I used to live on the Bayou St. John.
Adam Lambert.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you to a texter, Amy. We appreciate
thanks,
that.
Thanks, Amy. But Bayou, the Bayou right there that came there. And it was just so iconic about the New Orleans section of that of the city and tying this, the fat bottom girls and all this. With they did this thing. I'm coming to it. Oh, Cole, hold on. The long way around. They did this massive bike race. And it was it's one Saturday morning. I wake up. I'm going out to the. I had a shotgun, and that's a house, by the way.
Right.
And I went outside, and here comes riding down the Bayou St. John, hundreds of naked bicyclists cruising
golly.
By. Made me think about the Freddie Mercury thing. Freddie Mercury thing in
1991. Yeah, it'll be 37 years. Excuse me. No, wait. Is that right? No, 33. Where the heck did I get 37 from?
You're in the ballpark.
Yeah, I guess. 37 years since Freddie Mercury's passing, I think November. Either way, we had touched on this. I had hinted at it before we went to break. Mayor D.C. Reeves will be meeting with leaders at ST Engineering tomorrow. One item they'll be discussing is the Chilean workers that were recently fired after being brought to the U.S. on work visas. They'll also be discussing ST Engineering's agreement with the city, which said the company would hire locally. Reeves says that he was recently asked if it would, or if it should, be a public meeting, and that he's trying to get information and a positive outcome from ST about the issue, but not every meeting should be in the public eye. He says that the city will report the information when they learn more.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
By golly, that does make sense. Blue Angels flew their first scheduled September practice event. They did this on Wednesday of this week. I don't think they did fly today because of the weather. I'm not sure. They were scheduled to fly.
I was about to say, you're telling the story.
They were scheduled to fly today. And by the way, it was autograph day out at the museum. So if they didn't fly, I'm sure the pilots were in the museum doing the autograph thing. There's five dates that are set up for September. Today, the 10th, 11th, 17th, and 24th. Remember, got to go to the West Gate, Blue Angel Parkway. 9:30, the gates open. 10:30, Blues takes to the air.
And also, there's a debate in Flagler County over a proposal meant to assure athlete safety. The school board is considering requiring student-athletes to take an electrocardiogram screening. Some think making ECGs a requirement will protect more athletes, but others are worried that a mandate would violate privacy. A vote could come at the next meeting in 2 weeks. School board vice chair over in Flagler County, Christy Chong, says that she hopes everyone will be able to meet in the middle and agree on something. Yeah, we hear about these athlete safety a lot, especially the younger they are and the less experienced they are, and that's when you really get introduced to all these hard hits.
Let's see if some of our texters out there know if the Blues flew today or not. What's that text number?
850-437-1620.
Yeah, tell us if the Blues flew today. I wasn't really sure because of the weather situation. Yeah, we can check that out. Just about 6:30.
We're struggling here. 92.3. Give us a hand.
Fox News, I'm Tom Rigotti. A deadly school shooting in Winder, Georgia, about 45 miles northeast of Atlanta. Four people were killed, numerous others injured. Georgia Bureau of Investigation Director Chris Hosey says school resource officers encountered the 14-year-old gunman after shots have been fired.
Once they encountered the subject immediately surrendered to these officers, and he was taken into custody.
Hosey says the suspect is a student at the high school, no word yet on a motive. Two more Ohio laws meant to restrict abortions have been blocked by the courts. Here's Fox's Jill Nato.
One of the new laws would have kept women in Ohio from using telemedicine to gain access to medication abortions. It also blocks another law that would keep physician assistants and midwives from prescribing the abortion pill.
Voters last year approved a state constitutional amendment guaranteeing access to abortion. America's listening to Fox News.
With your money now.
Shares of U.S. Steel fell nearly 18% today after reports that President Joe Biden plans to prevent the company from merging with Japan's Nippon Steel due to national security concerns. The Washington Post initially reporting today that Biden plans to block U.S. Steel's nearly $15 billion merger with Nippon in the face of a bipartisan opposition. Box office analysts and cinema owners bracing themselves for the worst a few months ago that the summer movie season could be the worst showing in a decade. The domestic summer box office scraped together $3.6 billion in ticket sales, not far off from 2023's Barbenheimer summer that saw $4 billion in sales. On Wall Street, stocks were mixed, the Dow up 38, the S&P 500 losing 8, and the NASDAQ fell by 52. U.S. oil futures for October crude around $69.20 a barrel. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook board in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. This is what Hall of Famer Champ Bailey told me about Pat Surtain II.
I expect him to go to as many Pro Bowls as I did, be a first ballot Hall of Famer, all these things. All he has to do is stay healthy, and that's the only thing that can get in his way, because when he plays, he's the best.
And obviously the Broncos agreed with Champ by giving Pat a four-year extension worth $96 million. I'm Zach Gelb.
It's football time at BetMGM. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, original bets, and the best daily promotions in the business. Use code KOSTOS, K-O-S-T-O-S, and get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age or older, new customer offer. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, call 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, call 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, call 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Pep Talk? What's Pep Talk?
It's the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Experts? Experts in real estate?
Yes, that's us, Angela. We are the Pep Talk for real estate.
What will we talk about, Will?
We'll talk about the real estate industry.
Well, we don't just want to answer our own questions.
We want to answer the listeners' questions. Tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we'll talk about real estate.
And whatever real estate questions you have.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Hi neighbors, this is Colton Wright, Santa Rosa County Commissioner for District 5. I want to take this opportunity to thank you for allowing me to serve you for the past 4 years. Thank you for having faith in me and showing your support during this primary election. I'll continue to use common sense and build strong relationships to ensure that we have a professional and productive board. Let's move forward. The future is bright for Santa Rosa County.
That time of year again, hurricane season. News Radio 92.3 provides informative, local, and dependable coverage to make sure you're informed of any major storms coming to our area. Before a storm, we keep you informed of the storm's track, where food and gas shortages occur, and where you can get sandbags. During the storm, we stay on the air to let you know where the storm is headed, where power outages occur, road closures, and other storm warnings. Then after the storm, we get you the information to help you recover from the storm and help your neighbors. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable hurricane headquarters.
Right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 6:35. Here, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Hopefully I can keep it pretty short. I think I can. Looking at the roads here, it seems pretty clear in Pensacola, Milton, Gulf Breeze, Navarre, all those beautiful areas. So there shouldn't be too much on the roads holding you up at this time. As for the weather, 79 degrees here in Pensacola. Overcast skies, of course. We've had some rain. Tonight's chances of rain are going to be at around 70% with a low of 75 degrees. Tomorrow, on your Thursday, 80% chance of storms throughout the day with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
Okay, somebody's a little richer today after purchasing a winning Florida Lottery Fantasy 5 ticket. This happened over at Walmart on 9 Mile and Pine Forest. The winning ticket in the September 2nd drawing, worth about $106,064. The winning numbers, 16, 21, 23, 24, and 26. Don't forget about, I just did want to remind you, tonight, Powerball, $93 million, $45.9 million. That's your cash option. Heading out the door, drawing 10 o'clock tonight. Play wisely and good luck.
And Henry was the first texter to get back to us, by the way, regarding the Blues situation. Blue Angels flew a very short practice this morning, then back to Sherman Field.
Yeah, I didn't. They usually come over my house when they're in the practice session. I did not see them today. Of course, I was out with the lawn guys ripping my yard apart. I cannot wait to go home and see what I don't have anymore.
I can't wait to go home and see my destroyed terrain. Yes,
it was like everywhere when I left today. I mean, there was trees friggin' everywhere.
Right.
I'm thought, I'm glad I don't have to do that.
Absolutely. SpaceX is preparing for two launches off of Florida's Space Coast this week. The company says it's planning to send another batch of Starlink internet satellites into low Earth orbit tomorrow. The historic Polaris Dawn mission is facing another delay, with crews now targeting Friday evening for its launch at the Kennedy Space Center. If everything goes as planned, four civilian astronauts will embark on their five-day journey and take part in the first-ever commercial spacewalk.
Aren't you glad you're not is it Sunny or Sunny?
Sunny Williams,
and Butch.
I believe. Yes.
Well, aren't you glad you're not those guys?
I'm glad I'm not an astronaut, period, much less those two.
Can you imagine? I mean, we're going to go out for a week and a half. We'll be back. Right. Just a few. Yeah, well, I'm going to make your mom's birthday. Don't worry about it. I'll be back.
And that's the thing. If I'm an astronaut today, I'm all the more scared about that. It's like, hey, it's just a quick little 5 days. It's like, well, not necessarily.
I want to ask, what do you have in plans if something doesn't go right getting me home?
Right.
Did they think that through?
Don't put it off until past New Year's. I don't want that news.
Because that Boeing Starliner is coming back with nobody.
Right. That's the thing.
You're saying it's going to be in January of 25?
Yes. February of 25, I think. Just a nightmare.
It's a good thing that they're not claustrophobic.
That is true. And you can't afford to be as an astronaut. I will say we do have some good news here. A surprisingly quiet hurricane season continues. A named storm hasn't formed in the Atlantic basin.
Don't you dare jinx us.
There's nothing. Hey, let me tell you something. With all the panicking that's happening on some of these national weather outlets, I'm sure we're fine.
It's me
saying that it's looking good, I'm sure, doesn't undo all of that. A named storm hasn't formed in the Atlantic basin since Ernesto on August 12th. Researchers at Colorado State University say the last time the Atlantic had no named storms formed between August 13th and September 3rd was in 1968. Although there are currently no named storms, the National Hurricane Center is tracking three tropical waves for possible development.
Okay, I feel it's my duty to kind of straighten this mess out here for a second. National Hurricane Center forecasters now saying and confirming the tropical disturbance. We've been this is the one down in the Caribbean. We've been, not the one on the east side, but the one coming the western Caribbean over the Yucatan. We've been monitoring it for weeks for you. The system on Friday will near the eastern coast of the Yucatan. Environmental conditions there may be more favorable for development. Now, a couple of scenarios playing out here to consider. If the disturbance remains over the western Gulf, it could strengthen and head for the Texas-Louisiana coast later this week. They're not thinking that's going to happen. They're thinking this thing's going to really peter out and not make much of an impact. We'll follow it for you. On the other hand, if the disturbance moves inland over the eastern Mexico coastline, it's going to dissipate. No impacts projected for the Pensacola area.
Excellent. Now, it's typically at around this time that we tackle some sports headlines. And, of course, one of the things that we've been promoting the past couple of weeks now, but especially as we're getting down to the wire here, is UWF football. We typically broadcast it on our sister station, ESPN Pensacola, but because of the NFL regular season starting tomorrow. We're going to have Chiefs and Ravens on ESPN Pensacola, 99.1 FM, 1330 AM. So instead, UWF football, their season opener against McKendree is going to be tomorrow. Pre-game coverage starts at 5:45. So during our broadcast, and then kickoff is going to be at 6 o'clock on your very own News Radio 92.3 AM 1620. Now, the reason I bring that up is not only because it's important and we love our Argos, we also love the NFL, but this, I believe, is supposed to be a whiteout for UWF. Now, of course, whiteouts are very cool because it's a simple process. You wear white. The team wears white. The crowd wears white. You with me so far? All right.
I am.
Now, Chris, on a scale of 1 to 10, how big of a football fan are you?
Probably 8.
Okay, 8. So you should know what I'm about to say here. When the home team wears white, what should the away team wear?
Their colors.
Yeah. Don't wear white.
Yeah, right. Their color. Their colors.
Yes.
But basic. Their colors might be white.
Right. But that's the thing. Typically, you have to have a white, and then you got to have a colored uniform.
Oh, yeah.
You have to. If your colors are red and white, you got to have a red jersey if you're going to have a white one. Right? It's common
right.
sense.
Right, 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 right.
Well, this is something interesting. Western Kentucky plays Eastern Kentucky in college football this weekend, and it was planned to be a whiteout game for Western Kentucky. Now, schools should keep track of one another and discuss, deliberate, to make sure you're on the same page when it comes to uniform combinations. Western Kentucky released a statement regarding their whiteout game this weekend. They said, quote, "We announced our football game themes and promotions for the 2024 season on July 10th. With Saturday's home opener theme being a whiteout. Every season, we wear white helmets, uniforms, and pants for our annual whiteout game. However, Eastern Kentucky informed us on Tuesday of this week that they would be exercising their right as the visiting team to wear white uniforms, thus forcing us to wear red jerseys on Saturday. Per NCAA rules, both teams must agree to a uniform switch. We were hoping EKU would agree to allow us to wear white on Saturday, as many other opponents have in past years. We still encourage our fans to show up, be loud, and wear white." So, quite controversial here. Directional Kentucky schools got a bit of beef, and they said, listen, we plan to wear white. And Eastern Kentucky, seemingly just for the heck of it, is saying, well, forget you, we're wearing white.
I will tell you this. The one stadium that is most impressive when they do this white thing,
I know.
Penn State.
I was about to say, I know exactly who you're going to call out.
Happy Valley.
Penn State's a close second, though, to Penn Air Field. We'll see that tomorrow. Penn Air Field with the Argos wide out. Wear white.
Minus the 99,000.
Yeah. And minus how deafening it is. But you know what? UWF, Penn Air, for the I don't know their official attendance count, but they bring down the house for being only a fraction of Happy Valley size. Yeah. Beaver Stadium size.
It's impressive. Yes. Penn State's pretty darn impressive.
Absolutely. Also here, got some score updates for you regarding just some MLB games we've had going on this evening. Nationals got underway about an hour ago in the top of the fifth. The game's half over. That game is still tied at zero. We also had Twins at Rays. That is in the bottom of the fourth, almost half over, tied at zero. And then we've got Braves and Rockies. They got underway 25 minutes ago. And somehow this is the game that's got all the scoring. In the top of the second, the Braves are beating Colorado 4-0. As for one of our top games of the night, just beyond region and just nationally, we got the Guardians at the Royals. Some divisional rivals there. Guardians got 80 wins on the season so far, one of the top teams in the league. Going into the bottom of the first, they are tied at zero. But that game, you can catch the action on FS1. That's Fox Sports 1 there.
Okay, here's a real piece of positive information to share with you this afternoon. The Pensacola Interstate Fair, of course, we all know it's an amazing family experience. Rides,
for sure.
Food, biggest, longest-running ag and entertainment tradition. It is on the way. Yep, returns to town in 43 days, October 17th through 27th.
Excellent.
Look for us out there.
6:45, we'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you here. Listen to how quick I keep this, Chris. The roads are completely clear. Doesn't appear that there's anything going on. As for the weather, it's 79 degrees with a low of 75 tonight. 80% chance of showers for your Thursday with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
And if you're expecting lights at the stadium tonight, don't. It's kind of crickets over on Main Street.
Right.
Only lights you're going to see are the lights in the parking lot from City Hall shining out. Wahoo's out of town. They're playing Birmingham. They just got – well, they're getting ready to get that game underway in about 13 minutes. They will be back returning home to Pensacola Tuesday. They'll be facing the Montgomery Biscuits, who is a farm team of the Tampa Bay Rays.
Absolutely. Let me ask you this. Are you familiar with celebrity chefs, Chris?
No.
Okay.
Okay, let me just put it like that. I've breezed by it on the, you know, channel selection.
Well, because there's a woman here. She's a celebrity chef, and I don't want to butcher her name. It's Ina Garten. We'll go with Ina. Ina Garten, I apologize, madam, if I am mispronouncing your name. She is revealing that she was abused by her father growing up. The celebrity chef opens up about the abuse in her upcoming memoir called Be Ready When the Luck Happens. It's due out October 1st. The 76-year-old chef tells People that she was afraid of her father, who would hit her and pull her hair if she did something wrong. Garten says she ended up making peace with her dad later in life.
Okay, September nights, cool down with hot flicks. SRIA on Pensacola Beach featuring Cinemas in the Sand movie nights. First one Friday, September 20th. It is the hit movie Inside Out. Free classic family movies on the Casino Beach big screen stage. Curtain rises, of course, at sunset.
Yes, and an official trial date is set for two defendants in the Matthew Perry death case. They're scheduled for a March 2025 joint trial for their role in the death of the 54-year-old Friends actor. The two who are accused of supplying Perry with the drugs that led to his overdose death last year will be back in court today for a status hearing.
Okay, maybe you have not, or maybe you're living underneath a rock or something like that. This was big information to share, and especially if you're a frequent traveler up and down 9 Mile, the corridor there. Well, local commuters will no longer catch that aroma of Southern Fried Chicken and pumping low gas prices. Dodge's, the convenience store, has closed.
Yeah.
They closed Tuesday morning. Here's what we know. All signage, branding, been removed. Parking lot closed off. Vendors pulling their products from the building. The company's home office, and I tried to get them in Tupelo, Mississippi, refused to comment on this.
Well, and that's the thing. That's a very strange situation there. I don't know what all that's about.
And that company ripped them right off their corporate website, like, you know, locations, Pensacola. Acts like they never even existed here.
Yeah, that's pretty, as I said, I think the word I used was shady. That's kind of shady there. Alrighty, let's see. Just about 6:49 here. We got time for one more story before we go to break. I'll say this. Governor Ron DeSantis talked up Florida's growing investment in workforce education and specifically nursing education yesterday. The governor says that enrollment in nursing programs at state colleges is up 25%. The average passing rate for the state university system for the major nursing exam is 92% compared to 90% nationwide. So there's some he's hyping up our nursing programs here in the state. That's some good news to finish this segment on.
We certainly need nurses.
Absolutely. Just about 6:50 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, one final kapow to send you on your way on this Wednesday evening. You're listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3.
Hi, I'm Mansfield Coe from Pensacola Hardware. We are your best local and regional resource for industrial construction and hardware supplies. Daily, we meet the needs of Pensacola's construction companies, providing superb knowledge and code-compliant products. We specialize in concrete and masonry tools, fall protection products, and tools and supplies for the HVAC, mechanical plumbing, electrical, and glass trades. Give us the opportunity to show you why we are Pensacola's oldest and best hardware and construction supply company. Pensacola Hardware, 20 East Gregory Street, downtown.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
My son had a full-blown asthma attack. It came out of nowhere.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
I had a fever and these terrible headaches.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
He had a reaction to cockroach allergens.
Threats to your health can come from unexpected places. Get the facts. Visit pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association.
At the height of hurricane season, are you sure your data is backed up? I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. Hurricanes can cause severe damage to buildings and IT infrastructure. Test your backups now to ensure your access in an emergency. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
News Radio 92.3. Get your live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Cola right now on News Radio 92.3, 6:51 here. We've got a few minutes to work with before we get that last quick check at the roads and weather for you. Let's see. I'll get us started off here with an interesting subject matter regarding Hormel teaming up with General Mills to create a new twist on breakfast. Tell me what you think of this, Chris. The company announced this week that it plans to sell Cinnamon Toast Crunch Bacon beginning September 16th. The product will combine the cinnamon coating from Cinnamon Toast Crunch with Hormel's Black Label Bacon. The product will be sold at selected Walmart and Kroger stores. What do you think?
Let me just kind of put this in perspective. There was a guy over in New Orleans. You might have heard of him. Chef Paul Prudhomme.
Okay.
He has K-Paul's is his restaurant over in New Orleans. And K-Paul and Chef Prudhomme used to make the spices. I'm getting to the story. Long way. Right. But he used to have a line of spices. And you go into his restaurant, and he would basically spice his food up to what he thought the tourist wanted. A lot of spices. I couldn't eat it because it was just so overly spiced. People would just say, cut the spices, let the people taste the food. You know what I'm saying? You couldn't even decide what it was. You were tasting the spices.
Right.
What does a real food taste like? So with this stuff about combining the taste and stuff like that,
I think it's supposed to be a salty, sweet thing, because bacon's very savory, but Cinnamon Toast Crunch is obviously very sweet. A lot of people like combinations like that. I think it has potential. I'll say that.
I like are you ready?
Sounds dry, though.
I like putting syrup on my eggs. Scrambled eggs.
I'm going to stop you right there. Okay. The look that you gave me when I mentioned Cinnamon Toast Crunch bacon, but this is a man who puts syrup on his eggs. What are we doing?
Well, actually, the syrup is because when I make the eggs and I have waffles or something with it, the syrup kind of flows over the waffles right. And gets into the eggs. But it tastes pretty good.
Okay, whatever.
I wonder if any of our texters do the same thing.
Yeah, I sure hope not. I know some people put ketchup on eggs.
No, I won't do that.
I know that's a thing. I do put salsa. And that makes a bit more sense because like a breakfast burrito will have salsa and eggs.
Yeah.
So it's like at least that is an official way to combine the two for consumption. But yeah, I'm not getting artsy with my food here, man. Just about 6:55 here. We'll get that last quick check of the roads and weather for you this evening. And when I say quick, I mean it. There's not too much going on the roads here. It's been a very smooth sailing hour, which was quite a refreshing sight after the hellish hours that were 1 and 2 today. Looking at the weather, it's just a bit more of the same that we've been covering. Overcast skies, 79 degrees in Pensacola currently. Tonight, we got a 70% chance of storms with a low of 75 degrees. Your Thursday is going to have 80% chances of storms all throughout with a high of 83 and a low of 73.
One thing that we did discover today and learn, if we want to take one thing away from the show this afternoon, we learned that Milton's new city manager, Ed Spears, has a dog named Rocky.
Yes, he does.
4-year-old German short hair pointer. And somebody texted me said when we were doing the interview, said, ask me about his dog. We did, and he told us.
Right.
He does have a dog. I thought that was pretty cool.
No, absolutely. Also, we've got Wall Street closing with stocks mixed. Of course, we touch on Wall Street at least once an hour. This comes after a sell-off on Tuesday to start the new month. Investors are prepared for more volatility this month, though, with some getting ready for a pullback of 5% or more. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 38 points to 49.74. The S&P 500 fell by 8 points to 55.20. And the NASDAQ dropped by 52 points to 17.084.
Okay, free pet adoptions continuing through Saturday. Yep. Only a few days left here. Take home a furry friend today. All dogs and cats 1 year or older are now available at the Scambia Animal Welfare Center through Saturday, like I said. That center located at 200 West Fairfield Drive. Make a pet happy.
Absolutely.
No. it'll make your family happy. I guarantee you that.
Yes, yes, for sure. We mentioned this earlier this evening. I'm going to say you gave your hot take with syrup and eggs. I'm going to give my hot take here. I have never been a fan of Tim Burton films.
Oh, Beetlejuice.
I have just never. Whoa, Michael Keaton just appeared in the studio. No, I have never been a huge fan of Tim Burton films. Nothing against him, but I know that he's had some big ones. What, The Nightmare Before Christmas was one by Tim, I think, right?
I'm going to wear my shoes tomorrow. My Nightmare Before Christmas shoes.
Really?
I got some Tim Burton shoes.
Okay, so along with the Beetlejuice hype, but also those shoes, I can tell that, Chris, you are a big Tim Burton guy.
I am.
I knew people that were. I've just never been a big fan. But clearly I'm in the minority here. Filmmaker Tim Burton now has a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The Beetlejuice director was out on Hollywood Boulevard Tuesday for his Walk of Fame ceremony, which was attended by some of the actors who have starred in his films, including Winona Ryder, Michael Keaton, and Danny DeVito. Burton's star is located in front of the Hollywood Toys and Costume Shop, which Burton said he used to go to when he was a kid. His latest film, Beetlejuice, comes out Friday. I got to tell you, I like how much money the man's got. I wish I had a piece of that. Tim Burton has got to be loaded.
Yeah, he's got some bucks.
Yeah, just a few. Just a tad.
Okay, 2024 general election approaching. Early voting isn't that far away. Might want to take these down, these dates. October 26th through November 2nd. That's your Escambia County dates. October 21st through November 2nd. That's your Santa Rosa dates. To cast the ballot at an early voting site, you must remember, you got to bring that picture ID with you. And also, yes, they're going to ask for your signature. If your signature is not on the ID, you will have to sign something.
Also, excellent.
And also that, too.
Yes. Also, that's where my also was coming in after the excellent part. Excellent, Chris. Also, as just a sign off here, Pine Forest High School, we gave them a shout out earlier this evening, but I wanted to give one more if you didn't hear earlier. They're one of just 50 schools across the nation to receive a special $5,000 grant from T-Mobile. Mm-hmm. It's to support their football program, which is, of course, very respectable. It's the Friday Night 5G Lights program. So the school will receive the money and can use it on new equipment, sports gear, or transportation for games. It means that the school is also in the running for the grand prize, which includes a $100,000 grant, equipment upgrades for their weight room, a new scoreboard, and a tailgate party for the team. How about that?
How about that? How is the eventual winner chosen? Do you know?
I do not know the criteria for this, and it's funny that you mentioned that, because I was sitting here thinking, just 50 schools nationwide. No offense to Pine Forest, but how is their team selected? You know,
big commission meeting tomorrow. They're going to be discussing plans for that long-awaited Warrington redevelopment plan. Two key issues to take back: beautification of the area and flooding. It appears everything has been finalized, and now it's just a wait-and-see scenario for the board's decision that rolls down tomorrow afternoon. Escambia commissioners.
All righty, excellent. You've been listening to Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. That does it for Wednesday. Thursday, tomorrow, we do have a shorter broadcast at 5:45. We will be surrendering coverage to Will Kennedy and the UWF broadcast. They have their season opener wideout game at home against McKendree. Kickoff at 6 o'clock.
And don't forget, just trying to be a little proactive with you this afternoon, take along some rain gear with you tomorrow. I'm not going to say it's going to be rainy, but just in case, proactive, so you don't get. There's nothing worse sitting in the stands and getting just sopped. You know what I mean? Hey, have a great Wednesday afternoon, everybody.
You're listening to News Radio 92.3 WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.